Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Cynthia Johnson, your host today. And we are in the book study of oneness. Ah, delicious, delicious, delicious. I want to give a special shout out this morning to my wonderful husband, Dr. Reggie. It's his birthday today, and I'm so thankful that you were born, sweetheart, and that you came into my life and blessed me so much.
You're my angel, too.
I hope you have a glorious day, and I thank God for you. Alrighty, we're going to get started this morning with our opening prayer.
I thank you, Father, for today, especially this day, significant to me. As you all know, and as we know, I was born this day many, many moons ago, and I appreciate the life and the love I received, the joyous blessings of everybody I meet, the children and the men and women who are loving yourself in the light, learning to live and grow in the light of God, in the energy of God, and in the magnitude and profundity of God. I thank you for being in my life on this plane, that you are a blessing to me, and hopefully I've been a blessing to you. I reflect the energy of growth and poise and power, and mostly of joy and love in the Holy Spirit as we leave this day. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Now, Dr. Reggie, you said something in the prayer. You said, and I hope I've been a blessing to you.
Yes.
And what we know from studying oneness is that we impact not only each other, but the whole planet, the whole cosmos. And so you don't need to hope that you've been a blessing. You truly have been a blessing. All of us, each of us, have been a blessing to each other and to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Even because we're not supposed to place judgments on some of the choices that we make, because it's all a lesson. So every experience, sweetheart, every experience is a blessing.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to bring that into remembrance. And, you know, Dad always say you have to love that part of him, too. So
mm-hmm.
I love every part of the experience I've had with you, every part of it.
Oh, I appreciate that so much.
Okay, so yesterday we were in Chapter 10, and I'm really trying to make sure that we've covered everything in Chapter 10. I hope that you guys have gone out and purchased the book, because I just try to give you a gist of the chapter, the most important parts. They're very short chapters, but if you have the book, you can read the entire chapter. I want to just go and read the last two paragraphs of Chapter 10, and then we'll move into Chapter 11 this morning. It says that no one emerges from the journey of transformation without having weathered a storm or two, and without being washed up on the shore, gasping for breath now and then. That is the nature of the experience. It is foolhardy to think that you are expected to skim the surface of your journey untouched and to emerge unscathed. That's not the way it works. Because when it works, there's going to be drama. For to realize the full potential of this journey, it is necessary for you to be willing to immerse yourself in the treacherous waters of change, knowing that the ability to swim like a champion under all possible conditions is within you. So let there be no doubt in this, no fear, and no regret. The destination is predetermined, and your course is set. And you will arrive at that destination right on schedule. It cannot be otherwise. What is open is what you choose to create and to experience along the way. There is no point in deluding yourself into believing that you are not ready. For it is far too late to wonder if it is safe to put your toe in the waters of transformation when you are already far from the shore. You are already in the middle of the ocean right this moment. You're in the middle of the ocean. You cannot turn back. I just thought that was such a wonderful reminder, because sometimes life gets so messy and a little uncomfortable, but all that is, and I'm beginning to look at it this way, all it is a reminder that I am growing, that you are growing. It's a gentle reminder that you are growing. You are transforming. So don't get so caught up into the negative things that are going on with you. They're actually positive. That's where we get it all confused, is when we perceive them and label them as negative rather than embracing the experience as a learning process that is a joyous experience, okay? So let's go ahead and move to chapter 11. And we're going to be, or we will discuss integrating the momentum of change as a population. So we've just finished talking about merging into the momentum, not going in the forcing current on an individual basis, but now they're going to focus on moving into that momentum as, and integrating into that momentum as a population. And in that, they're going to cover some of the drama that happens to us as a group, as a collective consciousness, such as wars and famines and natural disasters. And then it will close by deferring to your own truth, understanding how to look at your own truth over reality instead of by consensus, where you are at this moment instead of where the group is. Okay? There is no set pattern to the way in which beings come into awareness. For some of you, the experience of awakening is instantaneous, and the necessary number of exposures to the truth of your own essence is minimal. But for those ones, the experience itself is the proof needed to sustain the essence of the initial experience of enlightenment. But for others, who have embodied that realization on countless occasions, the mind engages in the process, and the exquisitely simple essence of truth is obscured in a hail of questions and doubts and mentalized concerns. Look, you have a choice. You can choose today, right now, to accept the truth of the reality of your essence, of your divine essence. Or you can doubt it, question it, try to figure out how, all these questions and all this analysis, and you can draw it out, but ultimately you'll get it. But it's your choice. There is no judgment implied here. There is no method of awakening that is preferable to another. It is all experience. It is the journey you choose to give yourself on your personal path to oneness. It does not matter to oneness whether you need to taste truth once or 1,000 times before the light goes on. This is a choice each being makes for himself. There are no two journeys that are alike, and it is not anyone's place to presume that his or her path is the path of choice for another. Because all that can be shared is your own personal experience of that path, for all that can be taught is that which the student has chosen at the deepest level to learn. And I would imagine that this is why we are saying the Bible tells us not to judge, okay? And that has been one of the main lessons, not to judge, because we each have free will in terms of how we want to experience this life. And, you know, we even will make, try to make moral judgments. And that's not an excuse to judge, to make a moral judgment of what's right and wrong. You need to release that as well. God has given each of us free will. And when we really break it down and know that this whole experience, I mean, I may choose at this point to experience what it's like to kill another human being. And I know everyone on this call that jolts, but that's coming from a place of darkness, isn't it? Of separation. In my consciousness, I feel completely separate, not only from another person, but from God. But I'm choosing to experience this lifetime. I'm choosing to have that experience in this lifetime, and I should grow from it. I will grow from it. My only thing at this point is that we should not place judgments there. That's my only point. Don't place judgments on someone's journey, because all of it is the journey towards oneness. Do not, and the other thing, we talk about various religions. Well, what I'm studying is the truth, and you know you're off doing witchcraft or whatever. Do not place those judgments. If there's nothing else that you have learned in circles of prosperity, is that truth is revealed on many, many different levels. It comes in different forms. No one is going to be left out to know that God is. And it's not something that you have to do or push on to anybody. Work on you, and they'll see it. Work on you. Do not be inclined to fault yourself in becoming aware of the pace at which others may be traveling. Some may speed past, coming into instant realization, and still others who walk by your side continue to slip and flounder in puddles that you have sidestepped or crawled out of long ago. It is not for you to assume an exalted stance simply because another has chosen to repeat visits to the puddle in order to reinforce certain understandings. All of it is utterly perfect. All of it. And that's just the way it is. There's no wrong way or right way. Labels. It is all in divine order. You know, it's a great bumper sticker, and we say it, but I want you to own that statement. It is all in divine order. Everything, without exception. So as you begin to sustain the rarefied perspective that you have attained, it becomes obvious that you are not alone in your perceptions of what is so, for the perspective you have assumed transcends that of the mind, which a lifetime of programming has conditioned to respond in certain ways, and one takes on the vantage point of the overview, seeing several sides of a situation simultaneously. And this seeing does not refer to understanding, which is a manifestation of thought, but rather reflects awareness, which is simply the observing of what is so. And that vantage point has no stake in outcome, for it represents the detached, multidimensional perspective of your own extended state of being. What they're saying is, when you're sitting around trying to figure out and analyze, oh, this is happening because, and you know, I am the number one guilty person. I'm a Virgo, so I analyze everything. Why do you think this person did this? So what was the strategy here? Oh, Lord have mercy. I wear Dr. Reggie out. He says, why do you have to analyze everything? I don't know. That's just how I'm built. But on my path, I have had to learn to release that need to know, which equals and means really just what I'm going to project onto the scenario. Release that need to know and just become aware that something is happening, but it's all in divine order. It is less work on my part when I can just be an observer. It's less work. So the higher octaves of your own beingness are not invested in the outcome of interactions in the here and now you perceive as your reality. You're not attached to what's going to happen. You're just, and notice that all that energy that you're expending trying to figure it all out and strategize, it's not putting you in a harmonic vibration with what's occurring, is it? Actually, you know, you're putting out some resistance on some level. And we know that our goal is what? Our goal is to harmonize. They are able to add a measure of indifference to the energetic equation. And as you elevate vibrationally, you take on an augmented perspective and an added measure of detachment that allows for a level of objectivity only possible from a distance. So while you're steeped in the emotion-charged dramas which are magnetized to you as part of your process, that elevated perspective is disengaged, so long as the ego remains engaged. For in defending or asserting ego, you have committed to a perspective that is myopic and have placed the overview out of reach. But detaching from your investment in a particular viewpoint makes available the opportunity to see the multifaceted nature of all dramas, and it offers the potential gift in the recognition of a perspective that may not support the stance of a self still in the bondage of separation. This level of understanding is not born of the process of thought, and it is not something that can be taught until the individual is ready to learn. This is a transcendent state of awareness, and it comes automatically when you are energetically attuned to shift into a higher gear of your own consciousness. Because that higher level of awareness is no less you than you are. It is not a matter of becoming someone else, for that someone else is you. And as your process evolves, you experience a quickening wherein a knowingness crystallizes in such an impactful way that it is impressed indelibly upon your consciousness and becomes the only truth possible. And that level of awareness is powerful. So, this is the nature of the process of reintegration experientially on the journey to oneness. The awareness and the integration of heightened levels of understanding are the byproducts of the process. And the end result will be achieved with or without your help, because the reintegration of the fragmented aspects of your vibrational essence is a fact of human life. What is optional is the level of pain, the level of disease, the level of discomfort that you choose to experience along the way. Breathe. We cannot escape the truth, the reality, that we are creating our experience. But the whole purpose of the experience is to raise our vibration, to raise our awareness, to move us into our divinity, that we are observers of life without judgment. When you cling to the trappings of a life that is a monument to separation, whoa, that's a heavy statement. You have this whole life that is just built around, I'm not part of God's, I'm not part of God. There's no divinity in me. And people, trust me, they cling to those memories and that keep them separate and keep them in bondage, and they will fight for them. Countries go to war for it. So when one clings to the trappings of a life that is a monument to separation, the dismantling process is a major undertaking, and its manifestation in that individual's reality can be extremely uncomfortable. But when there is surrender to the momentum of a process that is clearly larger than life, one is able to ease through the transitions and experience the full magnitude of joy in one's realization of the heightened states of being. How many of you right now have situations in your life that are so overwhelming for you, you just want to be relieved from it? Go into your sanctuary and surrender. Don't try to struggle. The reason you're so uncomfortable is because you're trying to control the situation. Release it. Place it on the altar. Move into the vibration of God. Move into that peace of mind there. Know that everything is in divine order. You're fine. Detach from it. Completely detach from the experience. Let it go. How many times have you heard me say that? Surrender. Let it go. Let God. Let it go. Let God. And it's your choice if you want to stay in the pain And as long as you're in that false belief of separation, you're going to manifest physical problems, disease. And that'll be a whole nother lesson for you. But it's your choice. Let it go and experience the full magnitude of the joy in one's realization of the heightened states of being, the joy of knowing that you are divine. There are the conditions and the choices before you now. I'm sorry. These are the conditions and the choices that are laid before you now. For you are oneness in every aspect of your essence, with every minute nuance of your being. You are the embodiment of the energetic equation of life itself. Underline all of your crap, which is nothing but misuse of your thoughts and your power. Underlying all of that, you already are oneness. You already are divine. I mean, if you can just grab hold of that, it will shift everything in your life. You are the physical expression of the momentum that yearns in unison with all creation to unite with all that is. The physical expression. Haven't I told you that God created you so that God could to experience this physical world through five senses? Implanted in you as a piece of God, because God says, I want to experience this. And you're bringing all of these experiences, these life choices that you make. He's giving you free will, but it's all going into the collective. God is never separate from it. You know how a tree has multiple roots and they're all out sucking the nutrients from the soil, the moisture, the sun, and the different chemicals that are in the soil. Each one of them is out to tentacles in the root, and they're what are they doing? They're feeding the tree. That's what you are. You're the root, and God is the tree. And you're experiencing all five senses here, this physical plane, but it's all being fed into the tree. Into God's experience, there's a collective, but you're connected to it. And when we're going through our drama, we lose sight of the fact that we're part of this glorious energy that we call God. We think that we're doing all of this on our own, but we're not. And the whole process of life is to move to the tree, is to be a part of that tree. That's what they're saying. All that is. That's where the momentum is, to recollect, to move and recollect into that source, which we call God. And that momentum is flowing in the direction in which it is flowing, regardless of the thoughts, regardless of interference, regardless of the resistance of anyone or everyone. You can't stop the flow. You can fight it, but it's still going to flow. And that's where we have our problem, is that we resist. Now, here's where they're going to go with: should large numbers of individuals demonstrate resistance to the impetus toward unity, the ramifications of that resistance will manifest for that group. When the collective vibration of a population of beings resonates at an impeded frequency relative to the population at large, the group in question will experience extreme forms of energy release, which materialize in catastrophic occurrences. And energetically, this is the catalyst for wars, for famines, and for seismic occurrences and other natural disasters. Some of these occurrences are indeed expressions of nature, but the impetus for them is provided energetically by the population itself. So you get a group of people that are expressing resistance, it creates an energy and it is going to have an impact. That's what they're saying. It will have an impact. There are no victims. Although it would appear to some that certain individuals experience the results of energy release on behalf of the collective. For as an energetic collective, all are one. The thrust of the release would be the energy of the collective, and not necessarily the energy of the individuals affected by it. Thus, it is entirely possible for an individual who is focused in spiritual growth to experience the result of an energy release that is regionally precipitated. In other words, okay, if we were to be in Syria right now and we're on this spiritual path and totally aware of our oneness, the collective consciousness there is one of revolution and is having a, we will be caught up in that. Not so much that we're caught up in their belief, but it's not going to guard us against so much what's going on there. So it is, an individual's elevated vibration does not guarantee that that individual will be spared the experience of events triggered by the sum total vibration of the region at large. But there are no victims. There are no victims. The purging of large populations of individuals that have been foreseen for these times in all likelihood will not occur to the degree they have been anticipated, because much has transpired and the interjection of the free will of the collective has served to shift much of the catastrophic scenario that had been envisioned by seers over the course of the centuries leading up to these times of transformation. And yet, despite the monumental shift in consciousness of large segments of your population, the energetic purging of certain geographic locations seems inevitable. And, you know, as I'm reading this, there are so many things that come up, and I'm going to put this out on the floor for discussion this morning. One is, the first thing that came to my mind was the Holocaust. And that's why I was contemplating that there are no victims. What occurred during the Holocaust that so many Jews were exterminated? What was the collective consciousness at that point? And what are we to learn from that experience? I mean, the world was at war. The whole world was at war. Was that turmoil. And it seems that we're going through something similar to that now. We have all these people in Syria that are being killed because they are awakening that they want their freedom. All over the Middle East, they're saying no more. God has given us free will and we want to express that. So I'm praying for these, our brothers and sisters. But there are no victims. They are where they are because they needed to go through that experience to move into their oneness, to move into their divinity. Truly, there had to come a point where as African Americans, we had to stand up for that which is our inalienable right, our freedom as well. All right, I'm opening the floor this morning for questions and comments. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Zero 411, you're on the air. Anthony.
Greetings.
How are you this morning?
Cynthia. And happy birthday to you, Dr. Reggie.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And greetings to everyone else. I was thinking here and I said, how can we replay that? But then I recall that this has been recorded because I have not yet received my copy of the book. However, how soon will this be up for replay?
As soon as we end.
Oh, good, because I have to see, I have to hear it again.
Okay.
This is, I've heard the whole thing, but it's just that powerful that there's some things that call for repetition, and repetition brings on perfection, and this topic here, I want it to sink in again, because there was so many highlights in it that I just wanted to sink in, because this part of the book, one can just read the crumbs from this part of the book and be made whole, because there's a lot in there. The whole book is probably the same way, but this part just resonates with me, and I'm just like, you know, in that description of the tree, isn't it something that there's trees everywhere in all the world, and you have some trees that are very, very old, and it's an old African folktale that says if trees could talk, which they can, though, we just haven't figured out individually how they do, but if trees could talk, they could tell us a lot about ourselves and about history of mankind and all that good stuff.
Amen.
But I thank you so much, and for the listeners, just embrace everything and don't fight it. Let go and let God, and the universe will share with us exactly what it is we need to do and respond to. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Anthony. Thank you so much. Anyone else this morning? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Are you guys awake?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, 3331. You're on the air. Jean.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Dr. Reggie.
Thank you.
Yes, Cynthia, awareness is what sticks out to me. So it is, awareness. I really like how you broke that down in the lesson.
Wow. Yeah, the difference between being aware and understanding, because understanding comes from thought.
Right.
And awareness just is, yeah.
It is. Yeah, so thank you for that. That really kind of like grasped me, just pulled me to it. That was an aha moment. That was very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, love, light, and peace.
Love, light, and peace.
Good morning, 2893. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Kivis. How are you?
Oh, my goodness, Kivis. I'm wonderful. How are you, precious?
I'm well, thank you. I wanted to get on to wish Dr. Reggie a happy birthday. Thank you so much for the things that you do. Thank you for touching my heart and my soul,
thank
giving
you.
Me my energy back. Thank you so much. I'm so ever grateful for you. And I wanted to wish you a very special happy birthday.
My sweet angel, thank you so much.
Aww.
Okay,
thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Right.
Good morning, 0047, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, me too. Happy birthday, Dr. Reggie.
Thank you.
Well, sure, this is not I've been away where there was no phone signal.
Oh, my goodness, we did miss you.
Yes, thank you. I am back now, and I need to be reminded of how to replay the lessons that I have missed. I don't remember how I'm to hear them. I must keep up.
Okay. Let me share that with everyone right now. If you want to go back and listen to the archives, you need to go to blogtalkradio.com. Blogtalkradio.com. That's spelled BlogTalkRadio.com. And then there's a search window where you can search and just enter in Circles of Prosperity. And it'll take you to our homepage, and you will see all of our archived recordings. It also, while you're there, if you can press follow so that people know that we have followers, I would appreciate it. And you also have the ability to share an episode with your friends. So please feel free to share them with Facebook and on Twitter with your friends so that we can expand. So we're glad to have you back.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Okay. Do you have any other comments this morning?
I'm just enjoying the reminders of what I know. You know, it's good to hear it from different voices, from different entities that are channeled into the earth for our understanding. As in school, you know, everybody has a favorite teacher. The teachers can be saying the same thing, but somehow it's conveyed through a certain one to certain people.
Mm-hmm.
That was just awesome. I particularly enjoyed the extended metaphor about the ocean and how we're in the middle of it and being in the murky water, whatever the metaphor was, the dark water, troubled waters of the ocean, and we are just, it is what it is, and we're not to be disturbed by that, but to embrace it and go with it. It was just so real. In fact, all of them, the tree, I wonder why I love trees so much, and the way you, with this channel, described you and your interpretation that we are the roots of that awesome one being, and we are expressing and contributing our part, playing a role in the great I am. It's just uplifting. I'm just glad to be back, to wake up to a high vibration with this kind of understanding. So I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Is there anyone else this morning? I want to make sure. All righty. So what I'm going to do is ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
I thank you all for the birthday wishes, and thank you for being on the line. You have been a major blessing in my life. Father, thank you for everyone listening. That we're growing, always emerging on that wonderful leading edge of consciousness. Let us get wisdom all of our getting to get understanding, to apply the understanding to our lives and be a light shining for the lives of others, a path lit unto our feet that we know where we're going in consciousness. Thank you that we understand that, and hearing again, hearing with new ears and hearing with a new heart and hearing with a new consciousness, that gives us the boost forward in the energetic reading where we are. Thank you, God, for everything and all of our people and who we are in this life. Let us go in love. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to pick up this chapter. We only have and close it out tomorrow. I don't want to leave any part of this chapter out. It's so dynamic. And then tomorrow's Wednesday, and Thursday we'll move to chapter 12. So believe it or not, we are plowing through this book, and it's going much faster than I thought. But and it's an incredible journey. I love each and every one of you. Please continue to have a blessed day today, and know that everything is in divine order. Everything. God bless you.